Good afternoon. It's Matt Skywatcher. We're jumping inside the community with Community Connection. And talking to me today, the head elf herself from the 7th annual Parade of Lights, Carrie Robinson. What's up, Carrie?
Hey there, Matt. Thanks for having me today.
I look forward to this event every single year because you and I are pretty much the same. We are just like Christmas crazy.
Very much.
Yes, yes. So if someone's not familiar with the Parade of Lights, if they're just listening to this for the very first time, how would you explain it?
Oh, my goodness. So the Parade of Lights is magical.
Perfect word.
Perfect word.
Perfect word. Yes. So the Parade of Lights is basically, go ahead and explain what people can expect to see at this amazing event.
So myself and my family and an amazing group of volunteers put up a ridiculously massive tree in the midway at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. Santa comes and lights the tree. And then people in our community, businesses, organizations, families, all deck out trucks and trailers and floats and walkers. And we parade down Main Street for the people of Malone.
And it's just lights, lights, lights as far as the eye can see.
It is. It is. It is my most favorite time of year.
Yeah.
It really kind of kicks off Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The tree is lit for the whole month of December.
Yep.
And then we normally turn it off just after New Year's, sometimes later, just because it makes me happy.
So when is the big day? When is this going down this year?
So the big day is Saturday, November 30th, with the tree lighting at 5 p.m.
Oh, so that is right after Black Friday, right after Thanksgiving, like the official kickoff to the Christmas season.
It is the official kickoff.
Oh, I am so excited. So the route this year, we kick off at 5 o'clock on the 30th. What is the route this year?
So the route this year is going to stay the same. We are going to start off behind the courthouse. Malone Village PD has been amazing. And Andrea Dumas at the village office mm-hmm. has been amazing, helping me get the permit to shut down Main Street.
Nice.
Which is unheard of mm-hmm. for that distance. And it's going to go from the courthouse all the way down to inside the fairgrounds.
Nice. Nice. And when I tell you there's like lights, 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 you don't realize how many lights are during this parade until you actually see it for yourself. Because all these floats that are just decked out with lights and, you know, people in costume, and it is a magical sight to behold.
It is. And the amount of work that goes into some of these floats people enter, they put hundreds and hundreds of dollars in lights
mm-hmm.
and candy that they throw to the kids.
Yeah.
They get into it just about as much as I do.
Now, every year you donate to a fantastic non-for-profit. So who are we donating to this year?
So for the last 6 years, my nonprofit was North Country Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some wonderful things. But I was broached this past year and said that there was another nonprofit that needed some help. So our nonprofit this year is the American Legion Post 939 out of Moira.
Nice.
And all of the money above and beyond what it costs to put the parade in the event on
mm-hmm.
is going to Homeward Bound Adirondacks, which is on 30
yes.
South.
Yes, we are very familiar with that. What a great recipient of that money. If nobody knows about Homeward Bound, they should definitely do some research on it because it's going to be a retreat for veterans. And I can't wait till it's done. And this will definitely help.
Yep. I will actually be linking their Facebook page
mm-hmm.
on my Parade of Lights page too. So people can kind of go check it out. The property is amazing. The ideas that they have are amazing. And with my dad and both my grandfathers being veterans,
mm-hmm.
this is a cause that's really near and dear
yeah,
to my heart.
I love it. I love it. So speaking of your page, every parade needs people.
Every parade needs people.
And you are still looking for participants.
I am trying to blow last year's number out of the water.
Okay.
We were just shy of 100 participants last year. So if you go to Malone's annual Parade of Lights Festival, I have a sign-up sheet. If you can't find that sign-up sheet, you can contact me. I'm on Facebook. Heck, you can contact Matt.
Yeah.
Matt knows
oh,
how to
yeah,
find
I know
me.
All about it. Yeah.
And find all of your family and your friends or your business.
Yeah.
and deck out with some Christmas lights and come join the fun, because once you do it once,
you're hooked.
You're hooked.
You're hooked. You're hooked. So let's get more than 100 participants, and then let's line the streets of Malone coming November 30th, kickoff at 5 o'clock. I cannot wait. I love this event every single year. Carrie, hats off to you and all your amazing people that put this event on every year. I love it.
Thank you.
The community loves it. So there we go. November 30th, the 7th annual Parade of Lights will make its way down Main Street.
Thanks, Matt.
Carrie, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.